on Wednesday we finished Kuf Zayin, believe it or not. Maybe we'll just start again, since the last part we said quickly, although it's something that was already included in the discussion of Achba B'Shichra. Nothing new came in, just the basic principles we can repeat. But what I failed to get across to you people yet is how the Shach, largely the Shach, not the Taz, is comfortable disagreeing with the Mechaber and the Ramo. He has no problem. He wants to say differently, he says differently. And it sort of upsets our sense of hierarchy. Rishonim, Achronim, Shachar and Achron, Mechaber is a Rishon. It doesn't bother him that he can disagree with the Mechaber also. And let's take out this last one on Zvuv. And the same principle that we discussed by Achva B'Shich applies over here. That's Kuf Zayin Beis. Zvuv, if you also will, mit Vorem Hamusim, Shenapsha Shalodam Kotzebehen, Shenimtso Bitavshil, Zorkon, Atavshil Muto, Shen Pritas Vorem Eru Abgumu Oseros, period. So first, you got to learn just some simple pshat. I mean, the Mechaber was aware of Achbo B'Shichra. Right? Achbo is also from the Dorem HaMeusin. Right? So there you have in Kuf David. There you have a choice. Is it Moos or not Moos? So you have to tell me what recipe. Right? You got to tell me a chilik between an achbro, the dabro, right? Achbro, the moso. Okay, refresh your memory.
Right.
Yeah. That's a different level of moz than zvul. That's how you have to. That's how you want to get away from. And a lot of achreinim make a big machoikus in here. It's nonsense. No such machoikus. Achbro is not what zvul is. Zvul, probably one tribe in the Congo. That eats Zvulvim. They eat Yitushim. Right? They eat Kino. Right? Eat rice. No. Okay. So here you have, if you can say it, Adobo Hamoz Be'iko. And Be'iko meaning, never had any other role in life. Achbo, not so. One tell me, Achbo B'Shichra is not so bad. Achbo B'Yayin is terrible. Achbo B'Shemen is different. That's not a thing that's Moos Meikro, right? It becomes Moos under certain conditions. But Zvul, because it's Moos Meikro, that's why Mechaber has no trouble saying, forget about it. It's just nothing. You can't eat the Zvul because Kodesh Baruch Hu said not to eat it. But to say that Pleita from the Zvul, or if the Zvul is Nomus, if the fly dissolves completely, no problem. That takes care of half the Torah that said on this thing, including in the Taz. That's why he emphasizes by Achbo B'Shichra, right? He doesn't do such a motion, because it's not true. You tell me some people eat it. Shenapsho Shalodam Kotzer Behen, right? Nimtzo b'tavshil, nothing. Zolkan v'tavshil muto, right? The classic waiter's joke. He complained there's a fly in the soup. So he comes and brings a little more soup. How much can the fly drink? Hamini haposhut af agav deyesh machmirim divrei hamakir niko. Now, what's the svara of the machmirim? Same svara that we discussed by Achbo, namely, but Kodesh Baruch Hu asked it. It's not Adam Kotzer Behen. Why isn't it classified as Nifsa Mechilas Kelev, Nifsa Mechilas Adam? We have ways of, and maybe if Nafsha Kotzer Behen, then it should be not Shem Ochel on it. A thing that's not Shem Ochel is no Isa. Well, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave an Isur on it. Ochel Putiso, local Chomesh, Ochel Namola, local Arba, right? And of course, there's Nafsha Kotzim in him. So you want to make a chili between Ochel and what? And Prito. Between Gufo and Pritoso, and Taimo, Gufo and Taimo. So yes, Machmir. But at the same time, if Kodesh Baruch Hu said that even though I cannot, just repeating something we learned together, so you didn't lose anything. Even though I did not have any anoa from it, on the contrary, I felt like vomiting when I realized, what does it say? He said, what's worse than finding a worm in the apple is finding half a worm in the apple. Right. Even though I realize that I ate it and I'll throw up, because Kodesh Baruch Hu said it's also to eat. If it's also, the plate is also awesome. That's the Sfar Yesh Mechir. But the more it takes the effort to say, but we shouldn't be Machmir. Right?
Why did the Ramban Mechaber make a distinction between the Zub and the Achbar as far as, meaning we did mention that limud, that the Lashon by the Achbar was, we have this extra Chumah by the Achbar because of the Pasuk.
I said we're applying that same svara explains the yesh machmirim.
Right. So why?
Because the Mechaber took the effort to differentiate. If you read the text carefully, shenavshav shodam kotzem mehem, which means it's not a shem ochel. Period.
So then why does
achbar not so? Achbar is.
Huh? So why does the Torah answer?
Oh, but a chok Kodesh Baruch Hu said the Zohar said you shouldn't eat. Kodesh Baruch Hu said this stone. White stones you also to eat. Black stones you can eat. Yeah. I have no problem with that. No time. You don't need time for that. Because Baruch Asad, all the shrotzim, right, to eat. But not because they're Shem Ocha, because they're Shem Sheretz. And Sheretz is also. Therefore, Machmir is also. Sheretz is also. Plato for Sheretz is also. There's no, but Plato for Sheretz goes to the loch of Tam. And if Nafshav Jodim Kotzim, then there is no Tam. Okay. Tam has to be, we know it. Tam Pogum. Tam Lashvach, right? So therefore, Tam already is actually measured with culinary taste. The chilik is very nice. The Yishmach Mirim, however, we'll just go with the chok aspect. But it's also, if it's also, what comes about is Yotzim and also, that's all. Yes, he said, Yishmach Mirim. The Dibri HaMakil and Iko, right? Vein Lashanos HaMinog. Yeah? You with us? That's by Zvuv. Now he switches. Careful. V'mokach imakav dog tomei menakdeiro. Right? I'm sorry, you with us? Kubzai and Beis. We covered that while you were here in a private tutor session. All right. The makav dog tomi menagdera. Well, we suddenly lost our flies. Right now, as I remember these sugis, if you're a trout fisherman, use a fly to catch a fish. Right. So in. Lokachim akav dog tummy. He caught a whole bunch of sardines, which is the way it's done. You throw a net out, and the sardine school is running. But sometimes there are people and there are fish in the school, right, who didn't register, and they are there. So sometimes you find mixed into the school. You can think you're catching little fish from a sea trout. It turns out there's also something there from a dog tummy, right? Imlokach imakav, and you saw that you're cooking up the whole pot of fish, and you see one of the fish float around, and it looks like from a different species, and it's a kind of dog tummy, right? Oh, shadov ashena pogim. No, a dog tummy is also, but it's not nafshu shodam kotzamehem. By the way, that's going to be a tough dictionary definition. how much, what's called dafshe on tots of him. How about for you, a lobster? Dafshe kots of him. You see peeping a lobster, you feel like throwing up, who can eat a lobster, right? But you're not going to get away with it and say that if a lobster was thrown into your chicken soup, right, there's nafsha of the kotzer mehem. That's your kotzer mehem. And I mentioned to you, we had a Talmud here, and now Baal Shem is a successful hov, who came about the tshuva just before his bar mitzvah. Yeah. And I remember learning the sugya of Baal Teshaktsu, right, which is an isu d'raisa, to eat something which is disgusting, even if it's not tamei isu tova. But because mushroom, you eat a rotten kosher fish. But you are not a mafunok, you could eat stinky rotten fish. If you live in Japan, you have to learn to do that. They ferment so many of their foods into something which nafsha shalom kotze mehem. If you grew up in Washington Heights, if you grew up in Japan, it's a delicacy. Right. So that there's an Isu Baal Teshaktsu, and I use as an example Baal Teshaktsu, someone give you a lobster to eat. Besides the Isu Sheretz Hamayim, there's an Isu Baal Teshaktsu. Among the lavim listed, one of them is Baal Teshaktsu. So a fellow came over to me after the shiur. He says, "You don't know." He says, "Until my bar mitzvah, a lobster dinner was the most choshev dinner served in my house." So what's to you about the shaktsu is not necessarily nafsha shalom kotzabim. That's the point. Here we're talking about universal. Nobody eats flies. Nobody eats mosquitoes. Okay? But dog tummy, you may find it disgusting. But what? Oshar davosh eimet pogim, and also lahazir hakaflik deira. Then you gotta remember, as long as it was in the pot, nothing happened because there was shishim kenegdo. The moment you take it out of the pot, you now have what? Trefer, little fish, in a ladle containing soup, liquid. You now have a new Isu unit. Isu unit is the fish plus its surrounding water. Okay? Plus the ladle. The ladle was put into a klirishon while it was boiling. The ladle became a klirishon. So I now have a whole unit, klirishon, right? Morog, water, soup, and a little fish. Now if you dump it back in, you eat shishi kineged that whole unit. That shishi kineged the fish, that was okay, that did not serve the other fish. But once you take it out and put it back, you're going to be adding like a new quantity of isu, namely the liquid plus the kli itself. A kli ben yomo, which you put back in, right? It's polite, ki'ilu, it's kulu, isu.
This is only if you realize what you did, right?
Huh?
I mean, this is only if you realize that you're conscious of the whole process. Right. Because otherwise it doesn't become isu.
No, well, if you don't know, it doesn't come also. No. Yeah. That's what you'll know. But someone, you don't know, someone else tells you. I mean, you have to give a mitzvah, is how it works out. If you don't know, you don't know. Right? But if you know you did something, it's also, yeah. Even though you didn't do it consciously. The consciousness is out of fact here. That's in the case of beetle, there's a conscious business. The conscious will be a chilek if you dump it back in, and there is shishim kenegdo, right? There. But the shishim kenegdo is no problem. If you added more liquid and then added it, and then here, shogeg and mezid is not a factor.
Let's say when you're counting the shishim, just, I guess, going back to him, when you're counting the shishim, you would. Are you start Isur Levata in the Heta? In Levata?
Say that again?
Are you going to start the liquid in that ladle with the rest of the liquid in the pot in between the Levata of the fish? And then start all the
but
fish?
But the liquid in the pot, in the ladle is straight though, it's not Levata.
No, but what about Mistar Asur in the Heta? Didn't we discuss that at the beginning about being
Mistar? The Isur Mistar, where's the Heta?
There
you,
the head is in the pot.
It was there anyway. It was there before.
Right, so let's say...
So you haven't added any more heta. Before it was heta, now it's iso heta. You haven't added any new volume.
Right, so what I'm asking is, even though that became usher in the ladle, would you still count the liquid with the rest of the liquid in the pot to be mevatel the fish?
If there is, now, if you dump the fish back, there will be shishim only if you add the liquid back. But the liquid back is a very treif. Liquid back is not heter. And it's not useful, so you won't be gaining anything. What would you be gaining any? That is the iso that needs to be mevuto. It's not an iso from another kind of iso which is mitzaret in batal iso. The case we had was dam and chelid. Dam is batal chelid. Chelid is batal dam. Here you have dog tome, not my batal dog tome. It just adds to the level of iso. That's all. Your mathematics doesn't come out. Okay. And also lahas a carpet deira, the nezir shall samach minak deira and neged her isur, but the low neged kol akats. Right? The low amrinun kabe kli haticha nasas nevela. But what do you have? What do you have, though? That's your mathematics. I have a dog, which weighs 1 ounce. I picked it up with a ladle, klirishon, hot water, hot in there, right? So now I have now tray for water, tray for fish, and what? Not a tray for kli, tray for beli and kli. Since I know how much Bli is, like the Kli Chodosh that we learned before, where you know Badai, how much is in there. Since you don't say Kli Chatich and Asin of Eilan the Kli, then the whole Kli weighed 5 ounces, but the fish only weighs 1 ounce. So I have 2 ounces to worry about, 2 ounces plus the water, but not the 5 ounce volume of the Kli. Say that again. You got that straight? If I pick up the dog tummy, right, what issue do I have now in here? I have the dog, the water, and the kli, which has blius issue. How much blius issue does it have? The blius issue of the fish, which is only 1 ounce. I have 2 ounces plus the water. If I say kli chetich nasan levela, I would have the fish, the water, and the full volume of the kli. Okay? Avalim hoya ma'at v'natav shol ima yisul b'kaf, right? V'huza l'gdeira, and so tam ha'mar gam neged ma'at ha'tav shol v'rei nasa z'beil b'kaf. That's according to the Ramah. According to the Machaber, he'll chtich and asna beil only by bosa b'cholov, and you wouldn't have that talmud. Okay, now we got kufches. Kufches is a nice sugi, because it's one of the most common shailas a rov gets. Okay? My wife has been feeling well, so friends send in matan food. They know that she's having trouble with her appetite, so each one making some special machol. So you get these are our people, these are form people, and basically trained in halacha by myself over the years. So they will send in this morning we fed us some pierogi. Right, so the label on this says the pierogin are parve. They were made in a milchika pot. It's the kugel, right, is parve, but it was baked in a fleischke oven. How do you often get fleischik? No details. Fleischke oven. Right, okay. What I mean to say is, either there was something fleischik, she made the kugel while she was burning it, baking, making the chicken at the same time, or soon thereafter. But anyway, in her mind already, in the Balabasa's mind, this was a pleishik of it. How long did it say pleishik? When it was pleishik? Okay. This is this beautiful sugya. It's in Pshochem and Abed Zohar. The sugya of Reichel Milsehi, Reichel Ab Milsehi. In Pesachim, it's Machlokes Rav and Levi, and in Avodah Zarah, Machlokes Abaye v'Rava. And it's always nice to find the Machlokes Abaye v'Rava, as you know, because it points you in the right direction. You know, Halacha is like Rava, so you make sure you go pshat that doesn't get you into trouble at the end. You end up with a heter. Not in this case, Abaye was Machmir, but the Reichel Milsehi. Let me give you the broad expanse of this sugya. You have a microwave? No microwave at home? Yeah. Hot and cold running water?
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem. Okay. Microwave is one of the big problems. Right? How do you feed a microwave? Melechik, Pesach, Chometz, Pesach. Kosher treif. You have any idea what do people do? Say you have a job in a company and there's a microwave to use for the staff to warm up the food that you have. You have an idea from friends and how they conduct themselves?
They wrap it twice with either
strand
wrap or
simple.
Not simple.
You ever been there to school? You tail bound by plane, or you rode all the way. It went by plane. Right? They served you food, right? So-called kosher food. But mostly came from Muncie, you should know. Yeah. Yeah. The chicken that came from Muncie. Yeah. They double wrap. So first, stop a minute. Why double wrap? Unless you have investment in aluminum companies. Why are you on a double? What's wrong with single wrap? Okay, so again, once you get your halacha lemaisa straight, it's unbelievable how the halacha seems to agree with the halacha lemaisa. The only reason put a double wrap is because those people who allow and anyone else, right, use these ovens all the time. And for some runs, they may use it for pork chops. And there may be grease from pork chops on the bottom of the oven. So you put a kli around your food. Ain't kli boleya mi kli, right? And then the first wrap is merely to protect it against zeya, anything that will come in. But if there were a grease on the bottom, if I didn't have that second wrap, the first wrap, which would mean basically the aluminum container itself, right, would be boleya. Then you'd have a trefa, aluminum pot, in which you have your food. So you need only one wrap. Two wraps are only for sloppy housekeeping. If the oven is clean, there's no need. If you're in business and you want to warm your food up in a communal microwave, all you have to do is take a paper napkin and wipe the bottom and see there's no grease on the bottom, then there's no need to double wrap it. And I always recommend all our members, their children, all involved in business, and they use microwaves. You buy yourself a supply of paper bags, nice little brown paper bags that slip your sandwich in there, and more than enough. What about Zeya? Right? So, no Zeya. One Zeya. If there's grease, besides physical contact, when I heat up the grease, the chazafat, it'll vaporize, whatever that means, right? And there'll be Zeya Shaliso, right? So, I have it covered, no problem. Okay? So, covering is a critical step in taking away the Shaiva of Zeya. Oh, and let me give you a...
Is Does it have to be like Eretz
Chayim?
Huh? Can it just be
no,
like
no,
a napkin?
No, you're supposed to cover. No, paying napkins enough. You're supposed to see in a minute. You're not married, so you don't count, right? Would your wife make a cheesecake and roast chicken in the same oven at the same time?
No.
Most likely not, eh? You assume not. Why not? I'll show you. Most of the time it's perfectly fine. As long as they don't touch each other on separate shelves, there's no danger of nigia. Shouldn't be any problem. He made problems. He called it machloikas whether zeya, which is recha milsi, is really zeya. Right? Was recha? Recha zeya are interchangeable terms, really, except maybe a little bit not the chumra. We have to use our modern knowledge also. Recha is not a mystical emanation from the food. Recha is the food. We know that smell isn't something magical, that you can smell something. You can't smell anything. That thing has to go into your nose. Physical molecules from that object has to go into your nose in order to stimulate your olfactory nerve. But there's mitzius, you know, there's mamosha shalisu involved in zeya, involved in recha. Question is it significant or not? Halachically significant or not? That's the big machlokes, because there's no clear raya except from the Gemara. Gemara discusses in Isur v'Heter and in Korban Pesach and in Isur Hanor from Yayin Esach. They had another Zeya. Example, the classic zeh is what we just gave you. Milch is a fleishik in one oven, kosher and treif in one oven. There's another zeh, that's the Gemara and Abayi Zohar. The Gemara Pesachim mentioned it too. Your mother has an oven downstairs near the wine cellar, and in the wine cellar there is a barrel of wine. Shalavoy de Zor Gainesa de Rabonon or the Raisa, and the cork is open, and she puts a hot bread on top of the barrel to get out of her hand. It's now exposed to the wine, not physically, it doesn't get wet, it's not in physical contact with the wine, but the odor of the wine. No one wants to be mechalik on the sponginess of the lechem. The lechem seorim, barley bread, is more absorptive. It has one halacha, chitim has a different halacha. But it's all based upon a prior assumption that recha milsihi, that this counts. Again, good for all halacha lemaisa to have an honest view of isurim that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. If recha were milsihi, what would you do if your neighbor, as happens in every apartment house, likes pork chops, and she boils pork chops? And if anyone has ever been in a tenement house where there's a goy boiling pork chops, the whole house knows about it. So, when you come into your house, you better put a clothespin on your nose, so you should not smell, because it's also to smell Esau. So that we understand, because Kodesh never asked of that. The main list, that's what starts off. Since Kodesh never asked to smell Esau, right? He said, the whole shayla, whether that's a level of Esau that you have to be concerned with or not. Isurim go with shiurim, it would be analogous in Hezba to the isurim shalonira leinayim. What do you do, the isurim shalonira leinayim, that you're sure you're drinking? The whole business with the copepods in the water, etc., etc. Therefore, if they say, below a certain level, otherwise you couldn't breathe, you couldn't open your mouth and take a breath through your mouth, because you're certainly swallowing bacteria. They say, oh, bacteria, that which cannot be discerned by the five senses, are beneath the level of halacha. They're not concerned as halacha l'maisa. That's part of the hakdama for understanding the sugya of recha. But I gave you before the introduction. What do you do if your neighbor is broiling pork chops? Are you have to worry about that recha? There may be more recha there, and you have your roast chicken open on the table. There may be a greater contact, actual with number of molecules, from the pork chops than you would have from putting in the same oven with other type of substance which isn't so odiferous. Therefore, you have to ask the next step: what size oven? I go to a commercial oven, say the oven that cooks tuna fish. The oven that cooks tuna fish takes. See, I was there in the Puerto Rican plant. Most likely 20,000 cans. The oven the size of this room. Okay, let's assume I decide I'm going to make a cheesecake on that side and roast chicken on this side. Is there a shear of distance between two substances before you have to worry about recha or not? If not, I have to worry about recha that someone is cooking someplace down there. If you've been in Eretz Yisrael, if you in Yerushalayim near that Ein Kerem, what's the town just before Beit Vegan? Something Kerem.
Beit
HaKerem. Huh? Beit HaKerem. Beit HaKerem. If you go a little bit up Beit HaKerem, you smell Angel's Bakery. It's on Pesach, right? Their Pesach's over a day earlier. I was there 2 years ago, Pesach. Terrible thing. Achim Shal Pesach, you're busy eating through your nose, busy eating rye bread, challah, Danish pastry, etc. The whole area is filled with the reich of that. Again, you got to put things in its realistic context. Therefore, there must be some halacha that says, if recha comes from my area, far enough away from me, it's not an issue. And the question is, what size oven allows for that? That's the halacha of Tana Koton and Tana Godol. Tana Godol is Yud Beis Eschonin. Okay? Yud Beis Eschonin. I measured our oven home, as I can tell you. Yud Beis Eschonin is, and Yisoron is a Sheikh Hala. Okay? I'll tell you a very simple thing. You go home, your wife has a 5-pound bag of flour, which is a sheer challah. See if you can get 12 bags of such flour in your oven. Most ovens will take it. In other words, 6 bags on the top shelf, 6 bags on the bottom shelf. Then it's a tana gadol, which takes away all problems of lecha. In such a tana, she can make her cheesecake on one shelf and the chicken on the other shelf, no problem. Got it? Second, if one of them is mechusa, one of them is covered. Said, well, you'll soon see. Covered how? Not hermetically sealed, but covered bitbotzek. Put a layer of dough on top, and you'll soon see the shock explains, and the dough shrinks when you bake it so that it's not fully sealed all around. Also good. Okay. Therefore, put a paper napkin over whatever you're trying to do in the microwave, which is far less of a concern than an oven because of the absence of high heat. Yeah. The microwave basically runs at the temperature of boiling water, which is only 212, and your oven runs usually at 350 for anything that she's making. That's a hachana for this sugya of recha milsehi, and its application is basically in the concept of tana godol, tana koton, and mechusa, not mechusa. It's kufches. In solon boso ksheiro in boso nadeilo shal bei metmeyo betana lechad af api shei nogen ze baze vim solon hareza muto afilo hoisa asura shmeina harbei shos mefafeya vamuter azrozo period. What's he telling you? We paskin like lazy, like hovel. Recha lav milsehi. The chatchila is bad. It's bad kitchen management. It's bad kitchen discipline to do it. But it's careful to say, if you did it, it's perfectly okay. Don't do it, because you're afraid. As the Shach does bring on the cases of famous Michael of the Yeridaya, right? Among the recipes that Yeridaya is involved in is the famous Pashtida. Right? What's Pashtida? Pashtida was a pie, dough on the bottom, dough on top, filled with fat meat. Okay. Therefore, you're afraid that grease will run out from the Pashtida and be in the gear with the other food there. That's the reason why lechatchila you shouldn't do it. You got it? Yep, he says, in Solon, but if you did it and nothing leaked out, there was no grease, then muto. Then hatano godo. But if you're dealing with hatano godo, shamas the good days of Solon. Upiv pasuach, Machaba holds upiv pasuach. Upiv pasuach means there's some outlet for smoke, for steam. Almost all our ovens have such a thing. Muto, it's a low symbol. Then even chatchila im kedusha. No chumrah to even not to do. Ubevad sheyidu zebazeh and. Then echad menuchusa b'ka'ora. What's the example? Nice example he gives. It's covered with a plate. What does that mean? Not covered with a kisu kedera. Kisu kedera fits well. A ka'ora doesn't fit well. Or the betzik a chiyotzebo. Muto b'tzloson atilu b'tana koton u'pifsosu.
Is there any issue at all
of
the Tana getting a
Bliya Isur? The Tana getting a Bliya Isur. Right? That's the whole sugya now. Then what's the difference with kashrim stoves? What are you even talking about? Where? On a kashrim stove for Pesach. Oh, big problem. You have a self-cleaning oven, a machai, you push a button, and it heats up. Okay. You don't have a self-cleaning oven? I remember before we had a self-cleaning oven, we had a insert which someone in town made and sold great demand. He had to order it a month before Pesach, and he didn't have one. And it made from Monel metal, it's a special metal. And of course, then $30 odd, and you gave up on your oven. It was six sides with its own door. It was made smaller than gave him the dimension of your oven. And you slipped that. Take out your grates, you slip that into your oven. That was your Pesach oven. I didn't kash, you didn't kash anything, but you didn't use your oven either. Is there any basis for that? Pesach Bele, Merzach Meshuki on Pesach. So, but otherwise, you go ahead and you rent an apartment in Florida. Or the Shaila said, coming now. Right, I just rented a new apartment in Florida. Right, we don't know whether the previous tenants ate kosher, didn't eat kosher. These are the tourist trade. Right, what do you do about the oven? What do you do about the oven? Make sure it's clean in China. What do you pay them? If it's clean, what could go wrong? So here people don't understand. Remember, their ovens were used without pots, without pans. The oven was used for baking. You slap the bread down on the floor of the oven. When you slap the bread down on the side of the oven, you need a radio sapas, you know how to do it, to take it off. You know what they're talking about, radio sapas? Right. By the way, if you want to see it, you soon can. If you go into the shuk, go down to the kotel. Don't go too far into the shuk because you may not come back. But if you go just a little bit into the shuk, on the right hand side, there's a Arab bagel maker, those big bagel that the Arabs make. And you watch how he bakes. Yet you watch. He has an oven, and he puts in those bagel on the floor of the oven. Then he takes a bagel. I'm telling you exactly as it is. I show the kids every year we go there. And he spits on it and slops it on the side of the oven. And it sticks, because he spits on it, so it sticks to the side of the oven. So he has bagel, 360 degree bagel cook, baking in the oven at the same time. That's why you need to do your sapas, how do you get it off once it sticks up there, since it's dough is still too sticky. And so, I'm not doing that though. If you're going to go you're going to rent an apartment in Florida for a few weeks, you're not going to put your bread on the floor of the oven. You're going to put it into a pan, a cake, whatever, roast chicken. There shouldn't be any shayla whatsoever. Shouldn't be any tikash or anything. Not if you follow the halacha. Okay? But we'll finish this whole sugi, you'll see. Machmirim for some reason.
It's also with a pizza oven, right? Pizza oven would be the same thing.
Pizza oven is without a pot.
Right.
Pizza.
No, I'm just saying as an example of a ton of the pages.
Right. The individual pizza that people from fancier kosher restaurants, they serve individual pizza, and it comes already in a ceramic dish of its own, where it doesn't go on the floor of the pot, it goes into
deep dish pizza.
Deep dish pizza. Have a long Ramah here, let's even get some of it done. Of course, the boys are going to come and mess things up a little bit. Who are doing the Bosser of Chalot? Not Medina Achik. Not only Halacha of Bosser Kosher, Bosser Kshelo in Bosser Nevela, right? But also Bosser of Chalot. V'nogin lahachmer l'tchatchila afilu b'dotana godol. All he did, right, disagreed with the Bechaba. Bechaba said that it's mutter lechatchila betana gadol. The Gemara says no, lechatchila you shouldn't do it. But b'di'evet he's maskim, no problem. Right?
About what is he talking about there?
Betana gadol.
Yeah, what in a Tana Gadol versus what in a Tana Gadol?
Anything, either Basa Cholov or Kosher Kreis, right?
Stop cooking two things together.
Huh?
Stop cooking two things together.
Yes. But easy? Not so. What's the first two words in the Mechaba? Ain't solen, not cooking. We're talking about baking or broiling.
Right.
Cooking requires a pot. If two things are in their own pot, even though they're open, there's no shayla. So when we cook, we boil or we bake, we don't put on the floor of the oven, right? We put it into a container. If you see that the halacha is makel on that. The mofo pas in boso. Also local in cholo the neshlo pas acher. How's that for shasat chak? Neshlo pas acher. Emo pas acher, you can eat this. That's already a sorech. What is the hefset muot? Okay. Go back a little bit. Look at the shach beis. In solon areiz amuto, the b'dieved, it's okay. The rechol av milseh he b'dieved. Avol pas she'ofor imatzli. Even though it's muto, kosa v'rambam v'machaber le'el so simen tzadik zayin. You didn't learn that. That's in basa b'cholot. The also lechol b'kutach. You can eat it with milchix, and the kutach is yogurt. Mitam shekosav harif, the kiven the efshel loko below kutach halak lechatchila. Since I want to ask lechatchila, who says you have to eat this bread with yogurt? Eat the bread without yogurt. Eat the bread with another maichon, or get another piece of bread to eat with yogurt. If it's called lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. Comes the more and adds to that, but if you have no other bread, then you can do it too. Im yeshlo pas acher, v'chein im ovei kochodem ofo pas in isu. Also, liknos also pas im yesh b'shnehem im yesh pas acher. V'chol zeh mikar chatchila. Aber im Engel pass acher berevach mutter bishneim. Ze mikri in ze dievet. Right, not a very strong dievet. Now, Sven Gachman is on this poor guy. Notice you also threw in the word pass berevach. Meaning, you have one slice of another bread. But maybe you'd like to eat two slices of the bread in this meal. That's also called the dievet. You're not ready to eat the pas shenepa in the tree that's also or in Cholov. Yesh omrim beimatirim zeicha afilo b'dieved elem keinatana posuach ksas min atzad o lamala b'mokam shoshan yotze o b'mokam hefsid ein lahachme b'dieved afilo sosum legamri. And we'll stop over here. It'll take us a little while to explain. The Holstein and Mehete Dava Chorif, then Recha Milsi Atila Bidiyeder also. In Shnei and Begulim. Amechem Hem Bechusa, Atila Bebotzik Bealma, also Mutter. Okay, we'll pick up from here. Let me just, what it says here. Hatana Pasuk Sasmin Atzad. I mentioned it previously for some reason we got into it. How you brew liver? We talk about the Issa of Dam. How do you brew liver? So most people will tell you have to brew liver on an open flame, right? Open flame or electric coils, right? Yeah. No such requirement. When you do that, you realize it has to be. I have to make sure that inside it got all done. End result is that the outside, I can't eat rare. Not unless you can figure out what Michael Ben Dursoy rare is, so that you can cook the inside just shlish slioso. Right. So it's a difficult thing. If the end result is, most people who make liver make it so it's pretty dry. The only way you can eat the liver is if you're in. Try it with onions and so on to soften the liver. There's no such need. You can take the liver and bake it on a grid so the dam falls off, and under controlled temperature, not on open flame hitting the top, you can get it done the way you like it. Problem is, you'll ask for your oven. And the oven, you'll be putting, quote, trefe meat, meat chain and maluach. because liver is always boso sheder moluach, and now you can't do that. Essentially, you're going to ruin your oven at least for 24 hours, maybe for more, depending on how. When we finish the sugya, we'll describe that. But here you have your heter. What's the heter? Piv posuach benatzad olamala. All you have to do is leave your door of your oven open a little bit. It's not going to prevent the liver from getting baked. It's a hot day. It's not a good idea to do it on a hot day because the kitchen will get warm from leaving the oven open. How long does it take to bake liver? 15 minutes to 20 minutes. You have the oven up to temperature before you put the liver in. 10, 15 minutes it will be done. During that time you leave the door open. You put a broomstick that we have for that purpose. Make sure that nobody accidentally closes the door. You put a broomstick across it, across the open door. Then you have piv posuach, that's chatchili. Okay? You have that clear?
Is there any, let's say, if it's already got some kind of ventilation from the back or something, you don't have to worry about it. You
know
what the
word is,
the door. That's
already
supposed to be
for that pasuach. As far as I would think so. But I don't see it clearly in Arab, and we looked at but there must be some way that they baffled so that things don't heat up and stay in the completely. But let's say the simplest thing is so leave the door of the oven open and until you finish your broiling, your baking, whatever you want to do with it.
So if someone goes to a hotel or whatever and there's an oven there and you're going to be cooked, you want to heat things with pans, there's no reason to cash the oven.
I'm sorry?
If someone's going to go to a hotel or something and they're going to heat things in pans,
as long as it is clean. On a shot, you have to worry about maybe it's not clean. It's very hard to get an oven clean.
If it's not clean, then what?
Huh?
If it's not clean, then
you have a moshe shalisa.
So?
You lost the pan, also the but it's in the pan.
Why? If it's in the pan, I've got the problem.
No, it's not the zeya. It's a moshe shalisa. It's the grease. Is the pan's lying in chazak grease.
No, let's say the grease is on the bottom of the oven and your pan's on the grease.
Oh, that's fine. We're worried about physical contact between the pan and.
Okay.
And when do we say that chazak grease is no longer isur? Is that
when it's nifsa or machilas kelas?
Right. So like, let's say you leave the oven on for a while, whatever.
The idea of libun nowadays, of making libun on the grids on top, the Pesach. Oh, that's the very grid. Doesn't make too much sense. Why? By the time you finish. Whatever you finish baking or cooking on the oven, that grate has undergone libun already.